Andrew, would you like to tell me what you do for a job and how it fits in with your farm?
I work for HJLEO, so I work as a nutritionist. So I go around and see a lot of farms around the area. Work over into Cheshire and Staffordshire Moorlands into Derbyshire. So I probably see a bigger diverse range of farms than probably most people do. And because I do a lot on the organic side of things, that sends me further down country like Chepstow and into the Cotswolds. Because I head up the organic for the company, so I do end up going like all over the country on that side of things. So I see a diverse range of farms, a diverse range of systems in conventional and organic.
So you see what, you know, goods and bads in?
Yeah, I see, yeah, things that could help us here, I suppose, and, you know, other ideas, but every farm's different,
yeah.
So you can't always bring them all home with you, or you can't always take them to another farm and give them the idea.
So with an oversight, you know, how do you see things in the Southwest Peak?
Well, it's probably a hard thing to say, but really, I think your more smaller traditional farms will end up dying out, and the larger specialised farms get bigger. And that's what's in danger of happening, really, because we're competing in a world market now, so we end up with world market prices. And which smaller farms can't manage as easily.
But don't you think what we've got in the Southwest Peak is so special?
There should be a way of keeping it. And I think, you know, more agri-environment schemes will probably help, but they don't really fulfil what you lose in productivity of the land. I mean, I've got a scheme on my little bit of land that I brought when I was 28, and I probably wouldn't have had it if it wasn't for the actual incentive of the money, because I needed it to help pay my farm off, just to give it some kind of income while I was getting the sheds built and concreting the yards and things, getting it set up ready for having some cattle across there. But since I've been doing it, you know, I do see the benefits of it, and I do like seeing a different diversity of flowers in the meadows. And it does give me a bit more of an interest in what's around me in terms of natural environment. It's not all about intensive farming systems, you know, it is about the, you know, the landscape and the wildlife that lives within it, and, you know, being part of that balance. So it's why I say it's a shame, and why I say it's a shame that that's where I see it going, is because then, you know, these things are going to be lost. And you can't expect people who look after the countryside to not move with the times, because they've got a business to run, and without farming the countryside wouldn't look like how it does anyway. So it's a horrible really.
So there has to be a financial incentive to be able to keep it, really.
Definitely. There definitely is a financial incentive. Without a financial incentive.
And obviously to keep people working on the land.
Well, there's not about a financial incentive. You can't. You need to make a living, and to make a living, that's what allows you to stay on the land.
And keep the skills.
And keep the skills, because younger people, it's attractive.
Yeah.
It's attractive when you see your parents struggle for 40 years of life trying to make ends meet, and, you know, trying to do the right thing, and actually not get that well rewarded for it. And it does put people off joining it.
So are you confident for your future in farming?
I am, for my future, yes, but if we were a smaller farm, I probably wouldn't be, and I probably would look further afield or try and buy somewhere bigger myself. But, you know, the price of land, if you look at it from a business point of view, it's just way out of kilter to make a living out of farming, and that's got to correct somewhere, and I don't know how it will do, because it doesn't seem to do anything else but go up.
To stop making it.
That's what I mean, it's a finite resource. Mm.